Now, are there any different kinds of them?
I don't believe, but it could be.
All right, and an animal that smells bad, has a bad odor, black animal with a white stripe down its back.
Polecat.
Okay, and now we're talking last night about the animals that bothered your chickens, and you mentioned a number of different kinds of animals. You mentioned, remember what?
Fox. Polecats bother them sometimes.
All right. Now, and what word might you use for all of these put together? You know, for all of them.
Varmints.
All right. Do you ever use that expression for particular kinds of people?
Yeah, I've heard that said quite a bit.
What kind of a person would that be?
He's just a regular varmint.
What kind of person would he be?
Well, he'd be not too well thought of,
to say the least.
That's right.
All right. Would you ever use it for rats and mice?
Well, because those varmints are eating me up or something.
Okay. Do you have many rats in the barn?
Yeah, quite a few. I've got decon out now for them.
And these little animals climb up trees and get nuts?
Squirrels.
Now, what kinds of squirrels do you have here?
Gray squirrel, fox squirrel.
Now, what color is the fox squirrel?
They're reddish.
All right. Did you ever hear of a little something called a mountain boomer?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
That's a small, something on the order of a squirrel, or smaller.
Does it go up in trees? It
goes up in trees.
All right. Does it have a big tail like a squirrel?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they have a tail, bushy tail.
Uh-huh.
I never seen too many.
Uh-huh. Well, how could you tell them from a squirrel?
They'd be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have wings or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they spread out to get from tree to tree.
I see. And what's that called?
Boomers.
Okay. And they, little animals that are like squirrels, except they don't go up in trees.
Ground squirrel.
All right. And what kind of fish do you get out of the lake when you go fishing?
Carp, bass, red eyes, bluegill, crappie.
What's a red eye?
That's something on the order of a bass. They've got a red eye. And a shorter fish than a bass.
They have anything like called a porgy or a scup?
No, they have a rock bass. They're just different. They have a white bass and a big mouth bass and a small mouth bass.
Yeah.
They're just different types.
Do you eat carp?
Yes, sir.
Now, how do you cook those?
Just about like you do the others.
Are they good?
They're pretty good. You can put those in salt water and soak them an hour or two and cook them good and done.
They get big, don't they?
They'll get up 40 pounds.
Yeah, how big would a 40 pound be?
That'd be as long as my rag.
Have you ever seen them that big?
I've seen them over at the lake. I never caught one that big. I had them break my line.
And these are little things that live in shells. It's a kind of shellfish that
oysters or mussels.
And this is a little animal that hops along on the ground.
Toad.
All right, and the kind that lives in water.
Bullfrog.
And the very small ones that